Thank you for dropping into Time in the Studio. This is a podcast focused on creatives and plant people, artists, and herbalists. And I am your host, Sarah Marie Miller. And I'm an artist and herbalist living in Boulder, Colorado. And I have a practice through A to Z Arts, focused on pottery and plant medicine. So you can check out my website at www.adazea.com. That's AIDAZEA.com. And yeah, I just started selling pottery on Etsy, so we'll see how that goes, but it's exciting. And I also work with people one-on-one, so if you want to do a consultation, I'm offering in November, I'm doing sessions, flower essence sessions for $90 with and that includes a formula, and I mail it to you with a little card too. So yeah, if you wanna do that, it's just an hour of conversation and can either be video or through phone. And yeah, we just kinda go through what you're working with physically, emotionally, mentally, and it can just be really helpful. It's just an energetic medicine. So I am not a doctor, so there's no guaranteed cures there, but it's really fun, and yeah, you can check it out if you'd like. So today's episode, I want to dive into a couple different ideas. Number one, a reminder to vote, and also dealing with layers of consent, boundaries, and immunity, and where those things kind of overlap. I just notice in our culture there's just such an abuse of power, and with the Me Too movement coming out, it feels like we're still not changing. I was driving down the street and I saw this woman holding a sign. She was in the middle of the street on the island, and she was holding the sign by the university, and it said 21 women were drugged last night. And there's just been a rash of abuse and assault and women getting roofied, and it's just really appalling. There is a huge wound in our culture between the masculine and the feminine. And so I just invite you to send a prayer that we can heal that in our culture. And thinking of consent, in a lot of my practices with recent teachers, there's definitely an idea of consent. And even in working with the plants, like before you gather a plant, all my teachers have instructed me, like, you should always sit with the plant, ask the plant, is it okay for me to gather your medicine? And to wait and to be patient and to notice what the plants say. Do they want to work with you? And to breathe with the plants before you just immediately jump in and ask, what are you good for? Or to assume plants want to sit with you. So I think it's good to just, yeah, take a minute and check in with consent, with whatever we do. I feel like the patriarchy's not always good at that. Like, you know, if we were to ask Mother Nature, may we drill oil here? No, she's not going to want us to do that. Like, that's not good for her. I mean, it's just maddening. When I see oil wells, I mean, it just looks like raping the land. And so there's a ballot on the initiative in Colorado. It's 112. It's coming up. Please vote yes, because oil companies are basically wanting to create fracking sites within 500 feet of people's homes and schools, which is insane. Unfortunately, the alternate is that if they don't do that, they're going to start fracking on open land in Colorado. And it's so beautiful here. And I just am filled with rage. Like, I just can feel the rage of our planet. And, you know, thinking of places where there is a lot of fracking, there are earthquakes. It's like the Mother Earth is trembling with rage at how we treat her. And I'm not perfect, you know, no one is perfect, but if we can just acknowledge where we've done wrong and try to make amends and try to do better, like, let's do better. Let's use renewable energy sources. Like, what are we doing in this day and age? It's just maddening to me. So I don't usually go on political tangents, but I just am really angry. So, yeah, that is where I am this week. And, yeah, ask consent. You know, in pottery, I've even had teachers say, like, you're working with the clay. You're, you know, as you're wedging it, it's a conversation. And as you're, you know, centering the clay, it's a dialogue between you and the clay, asking, like, what do you want to become? And noticing, like, are you dry enough to fire? Are you, how do you want to be glazed? Like, it's a conversation. And just to notice that, I think, is really powerful. So yeah, consent is a really big deal. And I think, I don't know, there was a really good video on Facebook somewhere that was about consent and connecting tea drinking with consent. I need to watch it again. I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it's basically like, women, men, whoever you are, you can always say no. You can always change your mind, and that's okay. And I get so mad at how many people have experienced sexual assault and sexual violation in our culture. I mean, they say it's 1 in 3, which is terrible, but I think it's more than that. I think it's worse than that. Like, I feel like once you really, that's what's reported. Once you really dive in and start talking to people, so many people have these stories. And yeah, let's just send prayers out to each other and to our world to just do better. And yeah, send healing thoughts to heal that through our ancestral line and through all time and space, because it's just, we gotta change this. It's not okay. Whew. Okay, and then thinking about how this connects to boundaries and immunity. I am really interested in the idea of boundaries and what we decide to allow in and not allow in. And sometimes, you know, it's not a conscious allowing. And then thinking of immunity, basically, you know, when we get sick, it is a bacteria or a virus or a parasite or something that has gotten into our system that's, you know, generally it's not welcome. And yeah, so thinking of ways that we can fend off what we do not want. And the premier plant that I think of is yarrow, Achillea millifolium, which is just, oh my God, yarrow is my buddy. Yarrow is so good. And they say it's the plant of the wounded warrior and the wounded healer. And the Dakota people call it the medicine of the wounded. And it is just such a beautiful plant. You've probably seen it. It has kind of feathery leaves. They look like long plumes of feathers. Or some people say that they kind of look like chainsaws, but the name comes from Achilles, the warrior. And millefolium means a thousand leaves. So it has, you know, kind of these frilly leaves. And it's a really amazing plant for bleeding. If you are cut, it can help stop the bleeding immediately. And it can also help bleeding to flow. So it's one of those things, one of those plants that is in dialogue with you and helps navigate what you need and what is appropriate and gives that to you. It's really amazing. Like for women, it's a really great plant. I have a couple clients working with just some pelvic issues and endometriosis, and it's a really great plant for fibroids and cysts and endometriosis, and it just helps break up some of that congestion that can happen and moves things around. I can't treat anything, but it has been said to be helpful in some cases of cancer, just helping move energy. So it's not, nothing is proven here. It's all, I am not a doctor. I'm just an herbalist. This is my little disclaimer. This podcast is just for educational and entertainment purposes only. So yes, please talk to your doctor, and I don't know what's right for you. So you do. Ideally, do your research. Okay. And yeah, so yarrow, it is such a cool plant. Achillea millefolium. And it is the flower, I talk about this plant all the time, but the flower essence is, there's a couple different yarrows. I really love pink yarrow for emotional boundaries. I find it's really helpful if you're having a hard time separating self from other, or just having emotional boundaries with people. It can be really great for doctors, therapists, herbalists, people who work one-on-one with other people and hear their stories and, you know, maybe take those stories on. It helps to create, you know, to still have compassion and empathy, but to have a little more equanimity and not to absorb their story. So you're not a sponge, but you can just be like a strong warrior and help them figure out how to resolve their issues. And then I also really love for immunity, yarrow environmental formula, which is a blend of different things. It was created in order to help after Chernobyl, to help with the effects of radiation, and so can be really great for people who work in airports and are exposed to a lot of radiation. Also great for school teachers, not that there's necessarily radiation there, but just anywhere where there's a lot of like a toxic environment, it helps with any kind of toxicity, and just to get, helps to get rid of what does not belong. Okay, yeah, what else do I want to say about that? It helps induce sweating, which I feel like, you know, when you raise the temperature, it kind of helps to kill off, it doesn't kind of, it does help to kill off the bacteria in your body that cannot survive. So a fever is actually really good. Like sometimes people are scared, oh my gosh, they have a fever. And it, you know, to a certain extent, it's actually really beneficial because it's killing off the bacteria and viruses in the body that do not belong. Okay, so yeah, I wanted to talk about Achillea. And then another plant that I'm thinking of, so Rosemary Gladstar has a fever formula that she really loves. It's said to be a traditional gypsy formula, and it is equal parts elder, which is Sambucus nigra, and it is equal parts elder, yarrow, and mint. And it's just really powerful at helping to fight a fever, fight a cold, fight a flu. And I really love elder as well, Sambucus nigra, black elderberry, because it helps strengthen the immune system. And it's in magical lore, it's often planted at the edge of a house or the edge of a path at the beginning of a entryway, as a gatekeeper. You know, you think of like the elder as a protector as well. So it's kind of like connecting to your well and good ancestral wisdom to help you stay strong and to heal. And then I also think of mint in that it is, you know, generally people think of mint as cool, but I kind of think of it as cool and warm. Like there's this just movement in the body with when I drink mint, and it really helps stimulate the digestive function as well. And anytime you have, you're improving the link between the gut and the brain, it's improving your immunity, it's improving your intuition, it's improving your awareness of your body. You know, you're sweating, and then you're just more aware of your senses. And I think when you're more aware of your senses, you can be more clear of what your boundaries need to be with a situation. You know, I oftentimes think of when people get sick, I'm like, okay, what are they not paying attention to for themselves? Like maybe they need more time for themselves. Maybe they need to eat more nourishing foods or take a bath or do something nice for yourself. Like I feel like oftentimes in my life when I have, you know, if I have like a winter where I'm just getting sick a lot, I realize I'm like, oh, I'm totally stepping over my boundaries of what I need for my own self-preservation and for my own just wellness. So yeah, when you're getting sick a lot, I think just notice, okay, what do I actually need? Where are maybe my boundaries being pushed in a way that isn't comfortable? And how can you learn to say no and, you know, set those boundaries straight? Which reminds me of the flower essence Centauri, which I absolutely adore. And that is specific for saying no, being able to say no, for people who just say yes, 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 yes to everything, even if they don't really want to do it, but just to please other people, and helps you drop into, okay, well, actually, no. No, 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 no. You know, so it helps you to not be swayed by what other people want and to be more in alignment with, okay, I recognize that's what you need, but that's not what I need, you know? So it's just really good. I'm actually thinking of making a lip balm with Centauri mixed in. So, and a little bit of peppermint as well, just so that your lips tingle a little bit, to bring more of a mindfulness to what you say. And then also, yeah, just to remind yourself, it's okay to say no. And when you do say no, when you start trusting yourself, I can say no, then it's easier to say yes to the things that are a yes for you. So I feel like that's kind of a cool thing that happens when I work with Centauri, which, oh my gosh, I maybe need to work with Centauri. I haven't worked with it in a while. It's a good one. Oh, so if I was making that tea for someone, I might also add a little bit of licorice to add a little sweetness and a little more mucilaginous quality. So it's just a little more slippery and kind of coats things. Because oftentimes when people are sick, like everything just gets kind of like dried up. You know, it's kind of like, you know, for me, oftentimes when I get sick, it's like everything just gets dry and I don't want to talk. And so it helps you just to like moisten your throat and just lubricates your vocal muscles a little bit. So yeah, it's helpful for that. And then I like thyme. You guys have heard about it in my intro episode, perhaps. But yeah, wherever you find time, you find fairies dancing, and that's good for your health and wellness. So that's pretty good, you know? So yeah, I always like to add a little bit of time to, not always, but, if it's indicated, and if you're sick, it is. Like, time is so perfect. And then I would also add just a little bit of ginger just to help have a little bit more of a moving activity, just to really circulate everything through the body. So, I mean, yarrow is doing that a little bit, and so is peppermint, but I don't know. I really love ginger too. So, yeah, ginger, thyme, licorice, elder, yarrow. What am I missing? Mint, yes. Mentha spicata. Mentha piperita or mentha spicata. Spearmint or peppermint could work. And yeah, Glyceriza glabra. That's licorice. I love that name. Glyceriza glabra. So good. Okay. Oh, and then also fire cider is a really good one. It's funny when I think of the immune system, another premier herb that comes to mind is garlic, and it keeps away the vampires, which isn't that so funny and so cool. And thinking of as we approach Halloween, there's going to be a lot of vampires out, so watch out. So wear your garlic and keep them away. And yeah, garlic is just great for the immune system. And I love making fire tonic. I guess you're not supposed to call it fire cider because somebody has a trademark on it, which is ridiculous because herbalism is the people's medicine. And that is like a really old formula. And people have been making this for hundreds, thousands, maybe thousands of years. I don't know. But it's, you can't trademark that, people. That's ridiculous. So anyway, we'll just call it fire tonic just to be nice today. And it's basically a little bit of vinegar, apple cider vinegar, and honey, and then whatever else you want to throw in there. So, oh my gosh, my friend Christina makes one that is so good. And so you could do like a little bit of citrus, onion, garlic, ginger, horseradish, beets, radishes. What else? Rosemary, thyme, sage, monarda. Those would be some of my faves. When I was really sick once, I didn't have any fire cider, and I just like threw a bunch of those kinds of ingredients in the blender and made it into a smoothie and just drank it. And it's not something I would ever do when I'm well, but when I was sick, it was just like so good. It was perfect. You have to be really sick to want that, but it helped. I was immediately better and could breathe. Oh, the other thing I forgot in that. You also, cayenne pepper is good. But you can just make it, and so some people will chop things up and then let it steep for like a month and then strain it out in like a paint strainer bag or a nut milk bag or whatever. But Brigitte Mars, I'm taking a workshop with her, she made it, and she just threw it all in the blender, blended it up, and then strained it through a nut milk bag. So yeah, you could just do it right away, which is, you know, that's a cool idea. It's a little faster. People, I love you. Thank you for dropping into Time in the Studio. And you can connect with me on Instagram at Time in the Studio or AidaZia Arts, AIDAZEA dot arts, or Sarah Marie Studio, no H, or AidaZia.com. I have an Etsy site. You can check that out, AidaZia Arts. And if you want to leave a donation, you can. If you want to leave a review, you can. And you are all amazing humans. Let's smash the patriarchy. Remember to vote. You are magic. Okay, I love you. Love and light to you all. May our benefits. May our efforts benefit all beings. Take care.